Hey, y'all, this is Lashana Harney from Wind City Voices, and you're listening to the official Wind City Voices podcast, the show that brings your stories, our stories, and all of the voices of Winchester right to your ears. This is episode 4, The Diverse You. Today, we are going to hear Skylyn Burnham read her essay, The Diverse You. Then I get to sit down and chat with her all about it. Skylyn Burnham is a senior at George Rogers Clark High School. She's been a writer for many years. Her favorite styles are creative writing and poetry. Skylyn plans to attend college in the fall and follow her dreams in journalism. Here's Skylyn Burnham reading her essay, The Diverse You.
The diverse you. Can the embellished parts of you be a cover-up? Without yielding, how often do we truly sit in pride? Often enough, we believe the preferred speck in our eyes before we know the true state of another's mind. Somehow it's a chore to reflect before we shame on things we observe. Is it easier to become interested in situations that have no personal depth in our own lives than to smile and keep it moving? Unfortunately, we quickly forget how twisted our tongues can become. Why is it ever so easy to corrupt a simple man's strut? In middle school, when my eyes began to follow the crowds, I lost myself. I became arrogant and bossy. And somehow I landed in a new world. With a blink or even a snap, the crown I wore began to tarnish. I believed that I had the right to judge others and had no control over myself. At a young age of 7, I saw the diverse me. I saw my afro and searched my appearance in awe and applauded the roots that nourished my crown. My father and I had shared the same coils. I enjoy sharing the gift of our finely kinked hair, as this has always been a special blessing given to me. As my truest intentions faded throughout the halls of 5th grade, I began to be confused about the standards of my character. I allowed my surroundings to take control of my mind, and this led to guilt in the ultimate destruction of my reputation and my gift of diversity. I began to judge my peers and would indulge in gossip, and that kept me from reaching the things that I deserved. Somehow, we choose the soulful man in the crowd and strip him from head to toe, sometimes even without his knowledge. Who deserves to get searched for their outward appearance? It's shameful that we choose to degrade gifts that we will never be able to recreate. The man or woman you least expect to be great is actually as bold as you and greater than your negative outlook. Do you stand taller than everyone else? Truly, what rooted this envious spirit that we see amongst all of our diverse groups? Earlier in the text, I opened a portal that had a stench, one that I experienced in middle school. That was 8 years ago, but it is so relevant in the telling of this story because our troubles begin from somewhere. We all have to backtrack to expose the root of our pride. How come we haven't abolished slander? We have liberty in America. I thought that was something to be proud of. For our rights to be a stage that we can all stand on, we have to understand our true selves and undress our own embellished parts. Together, beauty can be sprinkled all over. The hope that our country birthed in the 17th century holds a gift that should be shared and loved by all. Independence is a gift. Our country's independence is a diverse gift for all if it includes love. I believe that accepting the diverse us has the power to inspire another side of the American dream. Our current standard in society is corrupting our present lives, and it is scheduling an attack on generations onward. Diversity is a gift that we can be proud of together. We have generations waiting for us to make a move in unity. Children deserve to grow up understanding the face and the importance that diversity can share. Do you think you can open your heart to see the rainbows in the heart of our country? I'll close with this quote from Stephen R. Covey. Strength lies in differences, not in similarities.
All right, folks, that was Skylyn Burnham reading her essay, The Diverse You. Thank you so much, Skylyn, for sharing that with us. Listeners, you can also read that essay on WindCityVoices.com. And let's get to some questions. I really want to dive deeper into this essay, the topic of diversity and your personal journey with it and so much more. So just to get started, Skylyn, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Hello, everyone. My name is Skylyn Burnham. I am 18 years old. This year, I will be graduating from high school in 2023, which I'm so very excited about. Recently, I've been open to sharing my writing capabilities and my passion. I have been, you know, so thrilled to be a part of many different things going on throughout my community. And it's an honor to be on this podcast today to share a little bit more about what my story, The Diverse You, is about, what it's all about.
Yeah, and we're so excited that you're writing. I think it's so important that we get just so many different types of voices out in the world. So let's get into some essay questions. First, you know, what kind of inspired you to write this essay?
What inspired me the most is I have been in a class this year. And, you know, at the beginning of the school year, I didn't really feel very connected with my peers. Mostly, I believe I felt that way because of my past and how in middle school I had, you know, a pretty negative outlook. I wasn't a very nice person. And I feel like that perception of me, you know, carried on throughout my high school experience. With that being said, the first half of the year wasn't, you know, the brightest for me. And something was like, Skylyn, maybe it's time for you to share some insight on your story and just show everyone how, you know, how you have changed and share insight and, you know, acceptance of your past on how you used to behave. And yes, my article has, you know, a lot of different questions to ask, you know, listeners and viewers, but it also has a little bit of a positive side to it as well.
I love that. And I think, you know, you're at such a pivotal age too, right? Where you're going through a lot of these changes and you're going to be graduating. So this is a really good time for that type of self-reflection. So I want to talk about that personal growth. You know, you mentioned in your essay how you grew from maybe being a little judgmental in your words to accepting others for who they are. What led to this change in mindset for you? And how have you worked to continue to cultivate this type of self-reflection and self-awareness in your life?
Well, it actually began in 2020. You know, my freshman school year was basically cut in half. And I knew if I had brought that attitude home with me, everyone in my household would have been miserable, including myself. And so, you know, whenever you take a moment and just reflect in your own, you know, space, and just think about things, it can be easier for you to understand that you have, you know, issues yourself, and you shouldn't spend your days, you know, speaking negatively or looking at others in negative light. So, you know, with me building the courage in my own space during quarantine, I mean, that lasted months. My mom, you know, we, at the time, my little sister, she had, you know, some health issues, and she, my mom was really worried about us going out anywhere. So I had at least 7 months to myself to, you know, kind of figure out what was going on with my attitude and what was the proper way for me to look at the world. So, yeah, it took a while for me to unload that heavy backpack that was on my back from, you know, fifth grade to freshman year, or maybe even longer, who knows, but that's as far as I have gone back. Also, now that I had that experience, what has really kept me on the track?
Yeah, and I think that's something that many people deal with. And, you know, I'm in my late 20s now and still unpacking. So totally understand. So let's go back to your essay here about diversity. The message of your essay celebrating diversity was pretty evident, right? So let's talk about why this message is so important. And is there any other message that you hope people can take away after hearing and reading your essay?
After people read my essay, I hope that they understand that it's okay to unpack and to change things that you've been accustomed to, and to know that, you know, everyone has a diverse side. I don't think that diversity is just a color. Diversity can be things that you talk about, different groups that you are a part of. And to have confidence in that diversity can really make a change in our world and in your community, big or small. So I would just love for people to realize that it's okay to go back in the past and be honest with yourself on why you act a certain way or why you think the way you do.
And many of us know, you know, why diversity is the dictionary definition, right? But you talk about this concept of a diverse you and our diverse selves. Can you maybe expand on that and explain that a little bit to our listeners?
Yes. So I feel that we all had, you know, special gifts seated in us whenever we were created. And it's so important to try to, you know, try to learn more about yourself and dig that out, because, you know, the world has a lot of different things that you could do, like, say, play video games. And I'm just bringing up simple things because the deep things are within you, and I'm not going to be the one to pull that out of you myself. So, like, video games, bicycling, just stuff like that, like, those are things that everyone knows about, but we all have something in us that is so different, and maybe something that others don't even know exist. And I feel like that is where diversity is rooted from. It's rooted from a special gift.
And in your essay, you know, you talk about how it has impacted you personally. You know, we talked about that little bit of personal growth. Let's go back to your writing and how your personal experience has influenced your writing. So how has your diverse you shaped you in that way when it comes to writing and any other ways?
Earlier, I spoke on how I feel as if we all have something that was seated in us whenever we were created. And I feel like my creator, which is God, he has helped me, you know, be able to shine light on, you know, my passions and things that I love to do. I never would have had the confidence if it wasn't for my prayers and meditation and, you know, just asking for confidence. I honestly don't think that I would even be on this podcast right now if it wasn't for that. I understand that we all have, you know, certain ways to find, you know, where our true ambitions come from. And I know mine comes from the Lord.
And, you know, you have this quote in your essay, I believe accepting the diverse us has the power to inspire another side of the American dream. What is this other side of the American dream that you're alluding to, and why should we want it?
This could be acceptance. This could be a wide range of courage. This could, you know, inspire perseverance and to know that you don't have to be the same as your neighbor. The importance of this is major because, you know, it's easy to be accustomed to things that everyone else is doing. And if, you know, if you're doing everything that your boyfriend's doing or, you know, whoever is doing, you know, your life may not be as enjoyable. And I believe that this finding your diverse you and finding the courage to embrace the diverse you could open so many new career paths for people. It could, you know, unleash so many different things in a lot of people's lives.
And you've alluded to this, talking about accepting others. And I think that's obviously so important, but I want to take that down to like Winchester and Clark County as a community. So, you know, in your opinion, what are some ways that we can, as a community, foster an environment where all voices are heard and all of our diverse selves are celebrated and valued?
I believe it begins with everyone coming together. It would be amazing that, you know, during certain national holidays, if everyone could come out and support each other and celebrate with each other. I believe that, you know, Clark County is a great community, and I feel like everyone knows each other, and that is amazing. But since everyone knows everyone, not everyone is all included all the time. Because, you know, many of our families live in Clark County, but there are so many, you know, different residents here that we don't know. And it would just be amazing for us to come together during Juneteenth, come together during the Pioneer Festival, if it's not even to buy anything, but just the fellowship. And I think the fellowship could definitely build acceptance and build, you know, power in our great community.
And then last question, just kind of wrap it up. You know, you close your essay with a quote from Stephen Covey, strength lies in differences, not in similarities. And, you know, we live in a society where we're all very different. And a lot of times there's some division. So how can we kind of come together in unity, not despite our differences, but because of them? You know, you mentioned fellowship and coming together. What would you say to someone who maybe has a little bit of trouble with those differences and they don't see that strength? What would you say to them? And how can we kind of cultivate those steps to come together, not despite the differences, but because of them?
I believe that a lot of people want to always be right in a lot of things, even myself. And it's important to realize that you don't always have to be right. And you don't always have to be right. And situations don't always have to be right or wrong. So, you know, if you struggle with the strength to accept differences, you should just know that, you know, they don't have to be right. And you don't have to be wrong. But until you break the barrier of, oh, I don't agree, you know, nothing will ever change. So whenever you come in contact with, you know, multiple individuals, it's important to know, you know, neither one of you are right. And I think that is the beginning of building acceptance and, you know, friendships. You should never go into, you know, a scene and be like, oh, I'm privileged because I do things this way or I believe this way, because that's not right. And that's only, you know, gonna keep dividing, you know, more and more people.
What a great message. I think all of us can learn to be a little bit more vulnerable and a little bit more open. So that's a great message. Well, thank you so much, Skylin. It has been an absolute pleasure. Do you have anything else you would just like to say to our listeners?
Yes, I would love to say that, you know, we all are so strong, and it's never too late to learn about something new. And, you know, our world is so big. And when I say this, I don't mean to be conceited, but I do love my name. My name is Skylin Burnham. And, you know, the sky is the limit for all of you. So don't ever give up on your passions or something that you think is great, because, you know, a simple, small conversation could open up such a broad spectrum for your career, or maybe even just your overall being or happiness. So don't ever give up, and don't ever think that, you know, your brain is too big, because you can literally reach whatever you want as long as you try.
All right, y'all, that's it for today's episode. I hope you all enjoyed Skylin's essay and our conversation. And if you liked what you heard, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. For even more content, head over to WindCityVoices.org and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WindCityVoices. Till next time.